You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Those whose strength is in you, Lord. God, we expect you this season, Lord God. We expect you this moment.
Oh, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you. Whose hearts are set on our God. Those who dwell in your house, they are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. Blessed are those who dwell in those whose strength is in you. they are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength's in you.
We will set our hearts.
Whose hearts are set on our God.
We will go.
We will go from strength to strength until we see you face to face.
With me, Lord, I'm surrounded everywhere that I go. mercy will follow me, surround me where I go.
Presence, Lord. Oh, surround us with your glory. We expect your power, Lord. Lord, have your way.
Good and faithful you have been to us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
forever in my life. And you see me through the season. You cover me with your hands and lead me in your righteousness, and I look to you, Lord, we wait on you, and I wait on you. I take to you, Lord, I hear my love for your faithfulness to me, and I'm carried in everlasting arms. You'll never let me go. And I sing to you, Lord, a hymn of love for your faithfulness to me.
I believe the presence of God is here tonight. And right now I can sense that people are hearing from Him, that He's touching you, that whatever it is that you're going through, that He is touching you, that He is meeting you right here, and He's here right now. I want us to just lay down everything, lay down as we have given up on food and making our sacrifices as we fast. Let's lay down everything. Not just the meals that we're eating or supposed to be eating, but lay down everything before Him in His throne. and come and seek Him right now. I want us to just sing this again and just, you know, find your place. Whether you lift up your hands, get on your knees, sit down, whatever it is that God, just for you to meet, be able to meet God, He is here right now. So you can kneel down, stand up, walk over, whatever you need to do. But come and lay down everything before Him. Lay down everything before Him as we continue to sing the song.
Hallelujah.
declare, Lord, that you are faithful. That's why we're singing these songs, Lord. It's because we know, Lord God, ano man yung dala ng bukas, Lord God, ano man yung kinakaharap namin, God, you are faithful, Lord. You are that same God, Lord God, who carries us, Lord God, from that darkness, from that old life. And we declare, Lord, that we are in you, God. We are dead to our sin and alive in Christ. Alive in Christ Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Father. You are our strength. You are our strength. tonight. You are the strength.
You are the strength of my life, Lord. It doesn't matter what may come my way. You are the strength of my life, Lord. I'm holding.
Come on.
Oh, we're holding on to you. You are the strength of my life, Lord. It doesn't matter what may come my way. You are the strength of my life, Lord. I'm holding on.
Oh, you are the strength.
Yeah. You are the strength of my life.
No one else. God, without any inhibitions,
we will declare.
We look upon you, God.
But you are faithful. Great are you, Lord. Over all. Great are you, Lord.
Come on, let's celebrate His greatness. Come on. Come on.
Come on, let's give Him praise. Come on. First day pa lang, I know you have more energy than that. Come on! We're serving an awesome God. And He is here to meet with us, to be with us, to love us, to care for us, to heal us. He is here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's some excitement that comes with the new year. There's excitement also as we start our prayer and fasting. Kung excited kayo o hindi, there is that excitement and expectation that God's going to move in our lives. And I would like to say, sana, kung pwede ko sana masabi sa inyong lahat na 2014 will be a year with no problems, no crisis, no issues, no... I would like to say that. But the truth is, problems will come. Things that we're praying for may not be answered. Ang hirap pakinggan yun, ano? But from the preaching of Pastor Dennis yesterday, it happens sometimes. But in those situations, in those events, even in the midst of our problems, we don't have to fight the battle. It's God that fights the battle for us. And that's something that we can cheer about, something that we can look forward to. But hindi natin laban, laban niya. It's not based on our own strength, it's based on His strength. And we serve an awesome and strong God that can deal with all of those situations. So my prayer actually this year is bring on the problems. I think. Bring it on, because I have a God with me that will deal with anything that you're going to have to offer. All I need to do is stand firm, just like what the devotional did today. Stand firm. Put on the breastplate of righteousness, not my own righteousness. Kawawa tayo kung righteousness ko yung mangyayari. But it's the righteousness of God that He gives us, that we put on ourselves, which will give us strength and fight whatever battles that are ahead of us. That's our God that we serve. Are you excited? Are you expectant? Kahit ano, maybe it's a great year ahead. That's great. If it's a problem year, that's great also, because God will meet us in those situations. And He will show Himself faithful in those situations. Excited na ba tayo? Alright. I'm just going to share a short word. Okay, go ahead and have your seats. And we're going to pray tonight. We're going to pray. When we pray to God, He hears us. And when He hears us, He has an answer. In Acts chapter 13, verse 2, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." All right, just right in the beginning, if you don't have your Bibles with you, kung dala nyo, you can open up. Maybe you can turn on the lights. Para hindi lang kayo nasa spotlight. Alright, there you go. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." You know, when I was reading this and praying about it, even during our worship time, God started speaking to them right when they were worshiping and fasting. The Holy Spirit was leading His church. That's just an encouragement for me as we start the year right. We've been doing this now for 13 years. And we're starting sacrificing, humbling ourselves, giving up the things that we normally enjoy. But when they were praying and fasting, God came. The Holy Spirit was leading them. And it's the same thing for all of us. Maybe you're expecting something. Maybe you've come with your list of prayers. You're expecting things, your goals, resolutions, whatever it may be, for 2014. And God is going to speak to you. That just brings just excitement for me. And sinasabi niya, the Holy Spirit was leading them, and He was leading them to something very, very significant in our lives. Bakit significant yon? Because the Holy Spirit was telling them, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul to the work I have called them." God was setting up Paul and Barnabas, set aside for His purpose. Some of you, in this prayer and fasting, God will speak to you. God will speak to you about your purpose. God will speak to you about the calling that He has for you. And that calling is not just being a pastor. It could be in the business area. It could be in the entertainment. It could be in any field. But God has a purpose for you. And God will lead you into that. That's something that's so exciting for me. That what is that work? Why is it significant? Why is that significant that God would call Barnabas and Saul? The work that He had set apart for them, specifically for Paul, was to be able to reach the Gentiles. And if you think about it, lahat tayo dito, unless you have Jewish heritage, we're all Gentiles. And that call, when they were praying and fasting, when the early church was praying and fasting, God spoke to them, and we benefit from it. It was at that moment that Paul started going and reaching out to other nations. And that's when they started reaching. And alam niyo naman yan, from Israel, it went to Europe, to the Americas back to us. And now our role is to bring back the gospel to where it all started. And that's the exciting part. We all benefit from them praying and fasting. We benefit from that. Can you imagine what will the people that will benefit from us making this sacrifice? Our children, our children's children. And we are, baka nahihirapan ka ngayon. Totoo lang, ako nahihirapan. But even in this sacrifice that I'm making, I'm thinking of the next generation. I'm thinking of our nation. I'm thinking of the nations of the world that still need to hear about Jesus Christ. That's what we're focusing on. Not just on our needs and our wants, although God will answer those. But God will meet us and God will speak to us. In the same way today, as you're praying and fasting, and even during our worship time, God can speak to you. Maybe some of you, nadinig nyo na siya kung ano yung pinapagawa sa inyo ng Panginoon. Whatever it is, that's our prayer, is that we will live a lifestyle that we will always be sensitive to His leading. Na kahit anong madinig natin na sasabihin niya para sa atin, that we will have the courage to step out and do it. And that's what they did in verse 3. Then after fasting and praying, okay, nag-break na sila ng fast, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. Okay? When after the prayer and fasting and they heard from God, they laid hands on people, sending them off to God's purpose for their lives. And today we're going to do that. Later on, we're going to lay hands on you and you're going to lay hands on each other because we are the church. Hindi ka kailangan hawakan ni Pastor Dennis or ni Pastor Larry, okay, to lay hands on you. We are the church and we can lay hands on each other and release you to God's purpose in your lives. That's the exciting part in this. It's not a matter of Pastor Tito, I mean, hawakan niyo yung ulo niya. Walang blessing doon. Although, meron ding blessing yon. But whatever it is, God, we will lay hands on you and release you the same way they released Barnabas and Saul. And in verse 4, as we read that, so being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. And this is the first missionary journey of Paul getting started. Being launched out in a prayer and fasting as the church humbled themselves before God. God spoke, God met them, and the church understood their purpose and they stepped out into that purpose. Let me just pray for you. Let's just pray for all of us. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that your Spirit is here. You've been meeting with us. Lord, for some of us here, you've already been speaking to our hearts and our minds about our purpose, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for that. But for some, maybe they're still waiting and they're here in a posture of humility to hear from you. I pray, Lord, that worse any distractions that may come from them hearing your voice, that you remove those things. I pray, Lord, that we will live a lifestyle that will be led by your Spirit. That in everything that we do, we will be sensitive to your leading. And then kung ano yung gusto mong pagawa sa amin, yun lang ang gagawin namin. It may seem like it's a good opportunity, but Lord, when you say stop and put on the brakes, I pray, Lord, that we will be sensitive enough to your voice that we will stop. And when you tell us to go, I pray, Lord, that we will be sensitive enough, even though it may be scary, it may be we don't have the courage for it, but I pray, Lord, that by your grace, we will step out and do that purpose. Lord, I pray, Lord, that every single person here will get to understand what your purpose is for their lives, what their role is, what their part is. Wherever you place them, wherever you will place them, that they will be a light in that place, that you will use them mightily in their schools, in their offices, in their business, in their families, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you will always give us the wisdom to know what is the right thing to do, and that you will also provide the grace and the strength for us to follow through. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this evening. We thank you, Lord, for this first day of the fast because we know that we will hear from you. Lord, touch us today. Meet us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Excited na ba kayo? Hindi ko kayo makita eh. Dito na lang ako. Kita pa niyo naman ako, di ba? Yung ibang ano lang hindi pwedeng makita. Okay? We're gonna be praying tonight. We're gonna be praying for the nations the same way that Paul and Barnabas were released to God's purpose. We're gonna be praying for the same thing. We're gonna be praying for missions. Every nation in Victory is committed in fulfilling the Great Commission, which is to reach the world, to make disciples of all nations. And we have a role in that. Miski nandito tayo sa San Juan, nandito tayo sa fourth floor ng V Mall, we have a role in all of that. And one part of that is in prayer. The first one that we're going to be praying for is our long-term missionaries. We have over 100 Filipino long-term missionaries that we've sent out of Victory. And they're all over the world. And we just want to be able to pray for them. And we have two specific ones here from Green Hills na pinadala natin. One of them is Rodel and Pastor Gios. Okay, these are their families and they're in Macau and Kyrgyzstan. Okay, and we can pray for them. And in terms of the long-term missionaries, the prayer points are up here. Okay, and they're going to be flashing that and you'll see the pictures of of our missionaries. They'll just keep rolling that so you can look up and just pray for them. And for specifically for our long-term missionaries, that it would be a fruitful year for our long-term Filipino missionaries. That there will be harvest in the campuses and whatever ministry that they're in. So pagprayan nyo lang yan, because that's part of our role in God's kingdom.
Yeah, just to specifically pray. Let's pray. Rodel just got married December, so please pray for him. Nahanap niya yung misis niya sa mission field, no? So yung mga single dito, lay hands namin kayo para alista kayo dito sa San Juan. Sa Afghanistan na kayo or somewhere, no? No, really. Pray for Rodel. It's a new season of his life. He's raising his support. He has ministry partners who helps him in the mission field. So pag-pray niya yun, yung finances ni Rodel at saka ng misis niya. Also pray for fruitfulness in Kyrgyzstan. Kyrgyzstan is not an easy nation, right? Rodel has been there. He's been studying the language already. We have, I think, 3 or 4 missionaries sa Kyrgyzstan. Si Rodel lang yung lalaki doon, no? So siya yung tumatay yung pastor sa Kyrgyzstan at the time. We have contacts already in government. The granddaughter of the chief of police actually goes to our victory group in Kyrgyzstan. So protektado tayo ng mafia, no? Protektado tayo ng mga police, no? So please pray for that, for Rodel. Pray for fruitfulness this year sa Kyrgyzstan. Alam nyo, kahit 10 lang yung masave sa Kyrgyzstan this year, it's already mega. Okay, it's already so big. If there are 10 local Kyrgyzstan, it's never happened before. We have a trickle of 4 or 5 every year. Let's pray it would double, 10 to 20 Kyrgyzstans would get saved sa Kyrgyzstan. All right. Also, yung kay Pastor Gio lang, no? Next year we have teams that will be sending out there. Si Pastor Larry would go to Macau to help Pastor Gio. Short term lang si Larry. Dito ka. Okay. But later na namin announce yung mga iba pa. No? But please pray for Pastor Gio. Again, the church in Kyrgyzstan has grown tremendously. When they came there, there were less than 20. Now they have 140, 150 people in Macau already in less than 3 years. So ganun kabilis, no? Kahit na napaka-busy ng mga tao. Please pray that there will be open doors, especially among the locals in Macau, na hindi lang yung mga Filipinos ma-save. And we've been seeing some locals getting saved already. Sila Pastor Gio kaya magsalita ng Chinese yan, no? kahit malaki mata. No? So, but please do pray that they'll be able to get key people to be part of our church. Pray for their family, also for their kids. Ilan ba anak ni Pastor Gio? 3, no? 3. Yung eldest gusto maging missionary sa China, no? So please pray na enjoy yung family to actually be in missions. It's a challenging task, but they enjoy it. Pastor Gio is very fruitful in Macau, so please pray for that, okay? Can we do that? Let's pray now.
Shall we all stretch our hands towards Pastor Rodel in the picture right now, and we join our hearts together to pray for him and for his wife, Joy. Lord, we thank you for people like and missionary like Pastor Rodel Padayhag, Lord God, who heed the call, Lord, to go to the mission field in the nation of Kyrgyzstan. Lord, I pray that your supernatural grace will be upon him, that signs and wonders and miracles will follow him in the ministry that he had, O Lord, in Kyrgyzstan. I ask, Lord God, that your blessing of protection, your provision, and your loving kindness will follow him, Lord, all through the days of his life. I pray that he will not just be an effective missionary, but an effective person, Lord, who will love people, the Kyrgyz, Lord God, unconditionally, Lord. May salvation be upon this nation, Lord. This year, 2014, we declare spiritual breakthrough, O God, upon the lives of many Kyrgyz there, O God. I pray for your divine encounter, Lord God, upon many Kyrgyz students and all citizens within the community surrounded by Rodel's jurisdiction, O God. We pray, Lord, that your hand will be upon them right now. Let's pray for Pastor Gio, Sinus, and Marielle. Lord, we thank you, God, for Pastor Gio, for his faithfulness and his commitment, Lord, to to raise up the banner, Lord, in Macau for the Chinese people and the like, oh God, and some local Filipinos there. Lord, I know, God, that Macau one day will never be known as Asia's Las Vegas gambling nation, but a nation who will have the fear of the Lord, a nation that will have Jesus as Lord and Savior. I pray for Pastor Gio and Marielle and the kids, oh God, that your hand of protection and provision be upon each and every one of them. May your grace be upon them, Lord God, and may your signs and wonders and miracles be always with them, Lord. I pray for your supernatural wisdom to be upon Pastor Gio as he raises up more leaders in this church, oh God, for your greater glory and honor. Thank you so much for our missionary. And we pray, Father, that in this church in Victory Green Hills, you will raise up more missionaries, God, for your calling, oh God. I pray that whatever you're speaking upon the hearts of many people who are here in Green, maybe there are some people who are here having the heart to become missionaries. I pray, Lord, that let that seed grow. And one day, Lord, it will bloom, oh God, and be ripe, Lord, for the right time to stand up and say, I want to be a missionary to the nation. Thank you so much for your goodness. All glory and honor belongs to you now and forevermore. Amen and amen.
All right. Please continue to pray for Pastor Gio and Rodel, even in your own time with the Lord. Now we'll be praying for our ongoing and upcoming church plants. Lahat po ng Victory Metro Manila ngayon, Victory Philippines are praying for our ongoing and upcoming church plants. Meron po tayong six nations that we're going to, and some we have already sent some of our missionaries. First is Pakistan, right? Meron po tayong Pakistan. Then next is Timor Leste. Our senior pastor from Cavite, we've sent him as a missionary to Timor Leste, and the church has been growing in less than a year. Ang dami ng members doon sa Timor Leste, no? And also in Israel, we're sending our long-term missionary Randall to Israel. To Israel. Okay, we have 10 days missions going to Israel. Pag-pray nyo, no, kasi key yung Israel. Mas marami ng atheists ngayon sa Israel, no, in the mga kabataan, no, mas maraming atheists kaysa sa mga Christians sa Israel ngayon. So, napaka-historic nung nation. Doon nang galing si Jesus. Lahat tayo gusto natin makapunta ng Israel. Pero pagdating mo doon, magugulat ka dahil a generation is rising up who doesn't believe in Jesus Christ. So, please pray for that nation. We're believing God that we'll be sending a mixed group of young and veteran missionaries would reach out sa Israel, no? Sino sa inyo dito may heart kayo for missions? Long term. Okay. Ayan, long. Biglang. One, two. Okay, meron ba mga three? Okay. Four, five. Okay. Sige. Six. Okay. Sino pa? Sino pa pwede palisin? Teka lang. Sino ba hindi ko type dito? Teka lang. Hindi, si Randall. Talagang pinipilit eh. Randall, sige na. Hindi. No, let's pray right now for our... Okay, let's pray for Pakistan, Timor-Leste, at saka Israel. Also, please pray for Tibet. We're trying to go to Tibet this year. Okay? Egypt and Kazakhstan. Okay? So, sa Tibet, andyan si Brad Pitt, no? Sa Tibet. Okay? So, Egypt, again, another hard nation. But there's revival that actually is going on in Egypt now. There's a rise of the church in Egypt. And if you look at the YouTube videos ng mga prayer meetings sa Egypt, magugulat kayo kung ano nangyari sa Egypt ngayon. And also, Kazakhstan, no? They need the Lord kasi tinalo nila tayo sa basketball, no? But, pero kailangan nila si Lord. Okay, so please do pray for that. We're looking for people. Really, if you have a heart for long-term missions, please talk to us after our prayer meeting. So we'd like to know you, no? Yung mga nagtaas kanina na baka hindi namin kilala. Parang kilala ko yun, ha? Okay. Ba't ka nandito? Okay, anyway. Alright. Please talk to us if you're from our church in Green Hills so that we could talk to you also on what we can do about that. Alright? Can we pray right now? May mga flags ba tayo ng mga nations? Right? Can we just post the flags? Let's pray for Pakistan, Timor-Leste, and Israel. Yan muna, no? 1 minute. Please pray for that. Pick a nation in your group. Okay, again, into groups of threes. Isa lang yung pag-pray nyo, no? out of the three. So, pili kayo kung anong gusto nyong pag-pray. And then, let's go to the... yan muna. And then, we'll go to the next slide after a minute or two. Also, start praying that there will be local leaders who will be raised up. Not just Filipino missionaries, but the local leaders in those lands. Mga local Tibetans, mga taga-Pakistan, mga Israelites would actually be raised from those churches. Start believing. Start declaring the word of God over those church plants. Thank you, Jesus. Alright, let's now start praying for our 2014 church plants. Can we flash the nations that we need to pray for? Just continue praying if you're not yet done. But please pick a nation, Tibet, Egypt, or Kazakhstan. Just pray for key people that will be reached out in those nations. Pray for influential people who would open the doors for our missionaries.
The next one we'll be praying for will be our 10-day teams that we'll be sending. We're actually sending to 21 nations this coming year from all over Victory. In 91 teams that are going to be sent out. Almost every week, dalawang teams yung pinapapadala natin for this coming year. And for us here in Victory Green Hills, we're sending three teams. We're going to Kyrgyzstan this coming April, and then also in Macau in May, and then sometime in October, we'll be sending a team to Laos. So we're doing this. We're part of that. And so kung kasama kayo doon sa team na sa 10 days, can you just stand up right now? If you signed up, okay? Look at... konti lang. Ha? Okay, you can come over. And you can come over. Stand up and come forward. And we'll pray for this group first before praying for the different teams. Come on up. Let's give them a big hand. Malaking sacrifice to dahil they have to raise their own support for the trip. Okay? For Macau and Laos, it's a little bit cheaper. It's $1,000. But yung sa Kyrgyzstan, it's $2,000. And so it's a challenge. So we need to pray for them that be able to raise the full support. Because if they can't raise the full support, they won't be able to go. And so let's just extend our hands to this team. Okay? This is our team. Okay, and we'll just pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for these men and women, Lord, that they're giving up their time, they're making an effort in advancing your kingdom in these nations. I know, Lord, in 10 days, the impact might not be so much, but we believe, Lord, that even in that 10 days, that they will have key appointments, that will have key relationships, that they will be able to build, that will result in many more lives getting to know Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. That as a church, Lord, that we're able to send these teams out and for you to be glorified, Lord, even in the time that we have it in those areas. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that they will be able to raise their support. I thank you, Lord, that they will be a great blessing to the church right there, even for the local leaders, that they will be a blessing. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful things that you have done. As Lord, we're believing, Lord, that even in the mission trip in China a few years ago, that in a sharing an umbrella, we were able to reach the next apostle, Lord, in that area. That man is now a great blessing to the church, sharing your word, sharing your faithfulness, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Jackie and that divine appointment that you were able to make. I pray, Lord, that will be true for these teams, that there will be divine appointments that will have a great impact in the advancement of your kingdom. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We also pray for all the upcoming 10-day missions, aside from the 31, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will open doors for a lot of us, Lord. We also pray, Lord, that you will touch the hearts of a lot of people, Lord, to be able to do the sacrifices. As you said, Lord, if we get to know your message, if we get to know who you are, Lord, and Lord, we do not think about our own comforts, Lord. You will use us mightily, and we pray, Lord, that you will provide for us all the provisions, all the financial requirements, even the visa requirements, even all of these things, Lord. We'll get open doors, Lord, to be able to reach out. We understand, Lord, that in these times, we want to be able to show them, Lord, that the compassion and the love of Christ can be seen among the heart of those who will do the 10-day mission. In Jesus' name we pray.
That's actually very exciting. 2014 will be the first year that we are sending an official missions. Okay, so let's continue to pray for them. Let's make sure that we pray for the countries that they'll be going to for Open Doors and all. And last on our prayer points is we're also sending local missionaries. Okay, ang local is pupunta sa different provinces around the Philippines. And actually, this Thursday, there's a team from Right Start who happens to be members of our church who are going to Leyte. Do you guys remember Yolanda? Diba, yun yung ano natin eh. Sometimes, honestly, as Filipinos, pag nagtuturn lang yung isang taon, sometimes we do forget what already happened. Rebuilding is happening right now in the province of Leyte. And we are actually, Right Start is actually going there to rebuild a community. Okay, can I call on Arlene and the rest of the team to just stand up, to be prayed upon? Also, siguro sa left ko na lang. Also, we have a team who's going to Dumaguete. Okay, last year, I had a team that we went to Dumaguete just to try out kung masarap talaga yung Silvana nila at saka yung masarap talaga. And guess what? Because of that, hindi pa kami nakakabalik. I receive a text message from the group telling me that there's already a follow-up mission that they're going there. Last time that we were there, Randall was with me. Randall did a finance talk. We were expecting 100 people from the church. Actually, 250 came. The 150, hindi sila from church. Okay, they just walk in. Nakita nila na cute si Randall. Tapos, talaga si Randall pinamimigay natin, no? But because of outreaches like this, we are able to not only attract, but we are actually planting seeds to those community. And can I ask the team from Fort Dumaguete? Alan, the rest of the team, can you just stand up? Let's stretch out our hands. Let's pray for them. Nasaan na iba? Okay, Randall, Victor, yeah. Okay. Chris? Kung mapapansin nyo, medyo couples yung napili because it's a very young church. And strategic yung punta nila there, and they're not just gonna be talking about the finances. They're also gonna be doing parenting and marriage seminars. Okay, let's stretch out our hands and let's pray for this team. Father, thank you, Lord God, Lord, that rebuilding is happening, Lord, in Leyte, Lord, and that, Lord, as you send out this team, Lord, from Right Start, Lord, from Victory Green Hills, Father, I pray, Lord, that more than the materials, more than the goods, more than the Lord, yung pera na dadalhin nila, Lord, ang dala-dala nila ipagmamahal mo, Father, and Lord, that people would see, Lord, that Lord that we will cross, Lord, kumbaga we'll cross culture, cross, Lord, hindi na kami titingin kung ano religion nila, but Father, Lord, that we will let them know your love, Lord God, for your people, Father, Lord, I pray, Lord, for this team, for Arlene, Lord, and the rest of the team, Father, Lord, that you already actually making a way right now, Lord. Lord, and opening doors left and right, Father. Thank you, Lord, that even churches, Lord, are going to Arlene and the Right Start team, Lord. And sila yung nagsasabi na kailangan nila kami. Kailangan nila hindi lang ang tulong namin, but really, Lord, the gospel, Father. Lord, I pray, Lord, that yun yung dalang dala nila, Father. Yun yung dala nila there, Lord God. Yun ang iiwan nilang pagmamahal mo, Lord, sa iyong bayan, Father. And Lord, I pray for the team, Lord. I pray that no harm will be upon them, Lord God. Lord, I pray, Lord, for favors, Lord God. Lord, dun sa titirahan nila, Lord, sa lahat, Lord God, with sanitation, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you protect them, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord, we pray for this team for Dumaguete, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that doors have been already opened, Lord God. Lord, that as they go there, Lord, they would see fruits, Lord. They would know, Lord, that this is fruits from you, Lord God. Lord, that, Lord, out of those these trips, Lord, will birth, Lord, a bigger, Lord, a mightier, Lord God, a passionate church, Father. Lord, I pray for the leadership of Alan, Lord God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that as he leads his team, Lord, that he will be sensitive to the Spirit, Father. Lord, I pray for that place right now, Lord God. Lord, that they will feel, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit is actually moving in them, Lord God. Lord, we pray for these couples, Lord God. Lord, as they sacrifice, Lord, as they Lord, support their own, Lord, as they or raise their own funds, Father. I pray that you will refresh them. Lord, may their refreshing come from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, we'll be singing some songs of worship. Can we just please all stand up? Just one more thing before we sing. This year, every month, there will be local mission teams who's going to Tacloban. So that because we're rebuilding our church in Tacloban, tinutulungan lang natin sila maayos ulit yung simbahan, and we're doing some outreaches. Now, our church is scheduled to go there, aside from the Right Start one, to personally help Victory Tacloban. We'll be going there April and August. Right? So, sa mga interesado pong pumunta, again, you have to raise your own support to go there. Okay? But if you want to be officially part of that team, please talk to us after the prayer meeting so that we could enlist you. And also, please, we're only allowing those who are in Victory groups to join us, and those who are really interested in helping. Okay? Not picture taking, ha? But helping our church in Victory Tacloban. Yung mga magpre-preach, yung mga tutulong sa kids' church, yung pupunta sa mga campuses para kausapin yung mga kabataan, you know, yung mga magka-counseling. All of these things are the people that we need. We have one April and one in August. So please talk to us again after the service for that. Alright? Can we just pray also for Tacloban right now? Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you would, Lord, that you would start, Lord, to do your work, Lord, in that city. Lord, even as it has been destroyed, I pray, Lord, that it will be rebuilt, Lord, with the right foundation. Lord, that the fear of God and the love of God would be upon the people in Tacloban, Lord. And even use our church and the Victory Movement, Lord, to make an impact and an influence, Lord, as we send local mission teams, Lord, to Tacloban. Lord, that we would be a blessing there, and that the church will grow by leaps and bounds, Lord, as they see the gospel and as discipleship happens in that city. Lord, we pray all these things in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, amen.
Shut up in my bones. I want the world to know that you are God. With a passion burning deep within, I want the world to know that you live.
Sing it again.
Like a fire shut up in my bones, I want the world to know that you are God. With a passion burning deep within, I want the world to know that you live. Your spirit come and saturate every part of me and make me new.
Your spirit
come and move within, fill me once again, 'cause I need more. Jesus, I'm desperate. Jesus, I'm longing for you, Lord, you are.
Sing Jesus.
Jesus, I'm desperate for you. Jesus, I'm hungry for you. Lord, you are all I want. Oh, 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 oh,
Want to let this time pass without allowing us to allow God to move in our lives in terms of healing and touching us. And we're going to pray. I want the lights on, please. Para makita ko sila. Yeah. We're going to pray for healing. And just like the Spirit of God can speak, the Spirit of God can come as a flood and as a wind and touch our bodies tonight. And heal us from all infirmity. If that's you, I want you to lift up your hands if there's something that you're praying about. Okay, this is you specifically, okay? Not your relative, not somebody else. It's you who needs healing right now. Wow, daming lap. Okay. So many hands lifted up. But God's going to touch you. Okay? And I want those who are right next to these people to gently lay your hands on them. And we're going to believe as a church that they will be healed, that they will be able to, we will be able to release them in the power of God to the purposes of whatever you have in store for them. Just go ahead and gently lay your hands on them. And we're going to be walking around as well. And we're going to pray in agreement. Is there faith here for healing? That's what we need. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in our lives, that you are true, that you do come. Lord, you come into our lives, Lord, like a flood. And I pray, Lord, that your blood will be, that you shed on the cross is our access to your healing. Lord, it's your blood, that you, your sacrifice, it was your body that was pierced for our transgressions. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just your wonderful comfort. That even right now, all these sicknesses will depart. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that bones will be back in the right place. We pray, Lord, for ligaments to be strengthened. We pray, Lord, for muscles. We pray, Lord, for the different organs to function properly. We declare, Lord, that your blood that was shed is over their bodies. Lord, I pray, Lord, that every cell in each of these bodies will align itself to your word. That says that they are healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. They are healed in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we can access this because of your faithfulness, because of your love, because of your great love for all of us. We believe this in faith. In Jesus' name we pray. And God's people said, amen, amen. God bless you.
Because you died for me, I will go. Because of your great love, I will go. Thank you, Jesus. Sing this set. You said, come follow me. Fishes of men. You said, go to the world and make disciples of them. You gave the gift of life. You made a sacrifice. So I seek and win the lost, no matter what the cost. Jesus, I go.
For your glory, Lord, be glorified.
Be glorified as I go. Be magnified as I go.
It's all your Lord.
You are worthy to receive, Lord, honor and power and praise. You are worthy. Honor and power and praise. You are worthy to receive glory. Honor and power and praise. Jesus, I go.
Because of your great love.
Because of your great love, I will go.
Because of your great love.
Because of your great love, I will go.
Okay, let's give the Lord a big hand. Come on. Woo! Right. Two tips for tonight, right? Four days to go, di ba? Right? First night, it would be hard. Minsan, gutom kayo. Just a tip. Tulog nyo lang. Bukas, gutom ulit kayo, no? Pero tulog nyo lang. Right? Now, second, when it comes to prayer, is something I'm trying to practice now.
But the Bible declare, the Bible commands us that when we pray in whose name? In Jesus' name. That's why we always end in Jesus' name. So whatever you're praying for, end with Jesus' name. I'm trying to do something different now. I'm trying to pray in Jesus' name first. And then I pray. Why? All right. Now, no magic formula. Gusto mo sa gitna, sa harap. Wala. But I just want, again, to go back that when I pray, what I'm asking for is Jesus' priority and not mine. So parang mas nako-conscious lang ako na in Jesus' name, and then I begin to pray. It just brings me back to, ano nga bang gusto ni Jesus? Di ba habang nagsusulat tayo ng faith goals, when we did our faith goals 3 days ago, what we first asked was, ano bang gusto ni Jesus para sa akin, sa pamilya ko, at saka sa anak ko? Hindi yung gusto ko. Kung gusto ko lang, grabe, dami kong gusto. Alright? Pero ano bang gusto ni Jesus? Di ba? And I do hope when we come to God in prayer and as we fast the next 4 more days, what we're asking for is not, Lord, ito yung wish list ko, ikaw yung genie, in Jesus' name, sagutin mo. Right? Hindi ganun ang prayer. Ang prayer, si Jesus, Jesus, ano ba yung gusto mo? Lord, and I want to pray those things that you want me to pray for. And we become intercessors, and we become people who won't be self-centered, pero Christ-centered tayo when we come to God in prayer. Alright? Kasi kung gusto lang natin, kumain na tayo ngayon, di ba? Pero hindi nga eh, kung ano nga ang gusto ni Lord for us, and we want to hear from God. And then, so let's just bow down our heads and pray. Father, we thank you. Lord, in Jesus' name, may we always remember, it is what you want. It is you, Lord, that we pray to. Lord, and not so that we'll, our prayers would be answered, not so that all our requests, Lord, would be granted. Lord, I pray that you would remove yung genie mentality namin. Lord, that we can control and manipulate you. Lord, that when we pray and we seek you, Lord, there would be a genuine seeking of your presence, of your power, Lord, even your provision in our lives. Lord, I pray, God, that there would be a change in how we pray, that it will be Spirit-directed, not us directing it, but it's the Spirit of God directing it. May we be sensitive, open our ears, our eyes as we read the Word, our hearts to receive what you want to say to us. Lord, na maging heart of flesh and not a heart of stone as we seek your face. Lord, may the glory of God, Lord, be lifted up in our midst, even in our personal and private time as we seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, amen, amen. All right, God bless you. All right, tomorrow we're praying for the Philippines. We've invited our San Juan government officials to be here, so they'll be here. Please pray with us. God bless you.